crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
I'm hoping one day we get some local baseball. I think we're heading that direction, slowly but surely. The USU Eastern baseball team, they were originally scheduled to open up league play this weekend at home with a doubleheader on Friday and Saturday. That's not going to happen. The idea was to move those games up north. Not sure if that's going to happen either. Joining us right now to talk about that and more, we have manager Scott Mattson, also the athletic director at USU Eastern. And Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate the time again today.
Well, thanks for having me, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. It seems just like yesterday we were talking about you being appointed the new AD at the school, and we were talking about it. Months from now, we'll be talking baseball. Now it's off and rolling, Coach. Unfortunately, this team's only gotten 8 games in as we hit the first week or towards the end of the first week of March. I know it's kind of been a little bit of a dull period for the squad.
It has. We scheduled games early. I've never been in this long, so normally we're outside scrimmaging between those three games, and I mean, we've just been stuck inside. We were supposed to play 4 games last week where we were supposed to head to Montana. They ended up obviously not being able to play up there, and then they couldn't find a bus to come down and play us, so those games got canceled. And then we hadn't started with a bye, so that it's just been one of those things where everything had to line up perfect, and it did. And I mean, it's been... my kids are working hard inside and doing everything they possibly can, and they're chomping at the bit to get out there. It's just one of those things that, you know, with the weather the way it is, I've never, ever seen it in the 20 years I've been here like this. But, I mean, we're doing what we can. We went to Emory yesterday just to get an outdoor practice in, and, I mean, we're looking forward to this weekend.
Coach, when you finally get outside, and you mentioned going to Emory, I mean, how do you handle that as a coach? Do you have to really ramp things up as far as situations go at practice? Because obviously you guys have not had a lot of time to be outside.
Right. I mean, we hit a lot during the week, and so we concentrated more on a defensive practice yesterday where we are going over different situations, kind of prepping ourselves, running the little scout routine of what we have on Colorado, going over their plays, what they've done, and how they like to play the game. And, I mean, we're cramming it all in a 2-hour session, trying to get it through everything. But I feel like our team got a lot accomplished and understands what we're trying to do against this upcoming team in Colorado Northwestern.
Well, one of the things that I just don't think people really quite understand, Coach, is being in Utah, being in Colorado. I mean, we're talking about two teams that don't necessarily get a lot of outdoor opportunity around this time of the year. And I know ultimately, Coach, that can be an excuse. Is it hard for the kids to adapt to that? I mean, I know you got some sophomores on the team, so I'm sure it's a little bit easier for them not being able to play outside all year long. But the fact is, we go up against some kids that get to play outdoors all year long.
We do. And it showed early. I mean, base running was obviously one of our big issues in our first couple weeks that we played. We made a lot of mistakes. I mean, I shouldn't say a lot, but We lost about 3 or 4 games by one run that we had opportunities on the base pass to be able to score those runs and get those wins, and we're trying to remedy that. But that's the hardest thing inside, is to simulate running and reading balls off the bat. And then with hitting, I mean, obviously it's a whole different atmosphere outside compared to in a cage. I feel like our guys did a good job, but you're seeing a lot of strikeouts in key situations and not balls in play, which it'll come with the more experience we get outside. But, I mean, it's just really frustrating to go out there and having the other team putting balls in play with runners on and us striking out 2 or 3 times in a row. So, but, I mean, this team's really good. They play great defense, and we're pitching it really well right now. And that's, I mean, all positives from what I've seen. It's just a matter of us getting time on the field.
Let's talk about some individuals, Coach, and we'll start on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, just glancing over at the statistics, Briggs Newman, a freshman that you guys have from Spanish Fork, been pretty dynamic at the plate so far. In fact, he may be the most consistent offensive player, I guess, through 8 games.
He has, you know, and it's been a pleasant surprise for us. We're waiting on a few other players to really kick in, but Briggs has just been outstanding for us to start this year. Not only offensively, but defense. He's amazing at third base. My whole left side of the infield has just been outstanding with my shortstop and Tanner Evans, who's also my leadoff guy. And I think he's right up there with Briggs Newman on hitting. But those, between those two, we've seen some some really consistency out of freshmen that you just don't see very often. And our sophomores will come along. I mean, we have Ryan Curtis, who hit really well for us last year, that he's just trying to find his stride, and he'll get there and really start to put things together. And then Wyatt Barris and Dylan Rodriguez, there are 3-4 guys, you know, and they're seeing pitches that they haven't really seen. They're having a hard time chasing a lot of pitches right now. That just comes from seeing pitching. I mean, that's the hard part. That's why they have the spring training, so you can kind of learn the strike zone and be disciplined up there. And that's what's getting us early, is we're swinging at a lot of bad pitches out of the zone. And I mean, you're telling them to be aggressive on strikes, and it's just that fine line where you can't tell them to be too aggressive, but they need to be more aggressive. But we're getting it solved, and I feel like we're doing a whole lot better. And with the young group, we're trying to teach them that we don't need home runs, we don't need doubles. We're trying to get on base and steal bases and play the small ball a little bit more. And it showed as we went on in the first couple of weeks. But I think as we go on, you'll see this team really start to excel.
Again, we're being joined right now by Scott Mattson, manager of the USU Eastern baseball team. Coach, you talk about just putting the ball in play, and another freshman that's been pretty good at it is Hunter Lasko. He's got, I think he's batting over 400, if I remember correctly. And this is a kid, again, we're talking about a freshman leading the team in doubles right now.
Right, and he's done a great job. The guy can really run. He's aggressive on the base paths. I mean, I'm using him as an example every time we talk about running on the bases. Just been a great asset for us. Was came here last year just to try and get eligible, went to Southern Nevada just as a freshman, ended up not playing there, came up here, and he's just been awesome in the field. And I mean, we look forward to seeing what he can do throughout this year.
A large number of freshmen on this year's squad, Coach, and I feel like that's kind of been the reoccurring trend if we're talking basketball, baseball. I mean, you guys have a very, very young group, and I know the turnover every year is monumental in JUCO sports all the way across the board, but it just seems like there's more freshmen on this team than typical.
There is, and it's due to the fact, I mean, last year we brought in some guys that were sophomores. I think we only had one freshman starting last year in Ryan Curtis in the field. And so, I mean, it was one of those things that, hey, do we bring guys in and let them play, or do we kind of sit on our sophomores last year and kind of ride them out? And they did a good job last year, and I feel like Ryan Curtis is bringing their experience last year to our team this year and kind of implement it and showing these guys what they need to do in a leadership role. And I mean, as far as pitching, we lost some good arms last year. I mean, it was definitely a sophomore dominant group last year, but we have Jake Smith back, who's just been exceptional for us this whole year. I mean, this whole year in the first two weekends, but he's gotten through six on both of them, given up one run, I believe, one or two runs in both outings, just kind of setting the tone for everything that we are trying to implement.
It's always great, Coach, to see some local kids out there on the field as well. And I know we haven't got to see a whole lot of Zach Bradley, but we have got to see Cody Lowe a little bit. How would you assess the way Cody has made that transition from high school to JUCO this early?
You know, he's doing a good job. It's quite a jump for him. He's learning how to pitch a little bit, where he can't just throw it down the middle and kind of has to keep the ball low and working in and out. And I mean, he's done a good job. As far as batting, I mean, he's seeing pitching that probably never seen in his life, where they're throwing a little bit harder, especially when you go down early and face those Arizona clubs. But I mean, I think he's coming along great. He's one of those freshmen that we're going to have ups and downs with, but talent wise, he's going to be able to take it, and he'll be able to do it and earn some quality time throughout the year. And with Zach Bradley, you know, he's been off for a long time, so I'm just trying to get him spots here or there. And we've kind of let him know that it's going to be a long season of him trying to get healthy and back in shape. And, you know, he did a good job of throwing strikes. It was just, I think he got a little nerves out there when he came in that first game. And, you know, it happens, but that's what we're trying to do, is get through that, so when this conference starts, we can actually start moving forward and start to win some ball games.
Now let's talk about the start of conference, Coach. Originally, the games this weekend were scheduled for home, but as you and I were talking, due to the weather, there was talk about a move to Orem, but now that may not happen because the weather is even more rough there than it is here.
Right. You know, and we've talked about moving to St. George, but they're having that spring training thing down there for all the high school teams. We're trying to do what we can and just get some games in. I mean, it's been so long since we've played. We're just doing whatever possible. The trouble is the weather, and it's not supposed to get any better coming up through the weekend, and even into next week shows rain in the forecast. So it's one of those things, we're going to do what we can, but this weekend, it's, I just don't see it happening here. So we're hoping to get to Orem High, but I don't know what can happen. It kind of depends. The guy told us it was dependent on what happens today, and from the looks of it, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to beat a dead horse, Coach, but if we take a look at the current SWAC standings, CSI 4-0 in conference play, 20-4 overall. Salt Lake 2-0 in conference play, 6-4 overall. You know, you go down and you look at Colorado Northwestern, they've played two conference games, 3-13. Southern Nevada, they've played 20 games. CSI's played 16 games. USU Eastern has played 8. I mean, it's kind of amazing to look at that.
It is, and I mean, it's one of those things that, like I said, everything lined up just perfect to where we haven't been able to play for a month, just in trying to get games in and trying to find places to play. And, you know, and with me taking this new AD role, it's been a little bit tougher, but I mean, I feel like our guys are learning a whole lot. It actually helped us to prepare ourselves, get a little bit healthier to start the season. I know that sounds bad, but before we played our first game, we had 2 weeks to prep for that weekend coming off from the Christmas break. And so these little breaks, we've had some guys come back, like Zach Fitch wasn't able to go on the first 2 weekends due to his arm problems, and same thing with Carlos Medina. And so those guys are back, and they're ready to go. And, I mean, we're healthier than we've been at this time in a long time.
Coach, before I let you go, I do want to talk about the new AD role. Now that you've kind of filled in that spot, I'm sure you've gotten your feet wet. Of course, we just had the conference tournament for basketball. How are things going from an athletic department standpoint right now with the college?
You know, I think things are moving in the right direction. We're getting a lot of community support. I've had a lot of local people come in and offer their help and their services and wondering how they can get involved. And, you know, that's what we're really looking for, is trying to get everybody involved and moving in that same direction. But I think we kind of have to build that relationship between the community and the college and let them help us to build in that direction, which has been working great for us. We have some great coaches that are putting together some great teams that, you know what, they're making huge strides each year. And so, I mean, for me, it's an easy job to sit here and kind of let them do their thing. But I feel like we're moving in the right direction, and things are only going to get better.
Coach, it's always fun to talk with you, to get you on and talk a little bit about the baseball team and, of course, everything that's happening at the school. Thank you very much for the time, and hopefully we can talk next week about some baseball. I don't know if that's likely or not, but hopefully we can talk about what's happening on the field.
One way or another, we'll either talk Dodgers or Eagles.
I'm fine with that. I'm good with both. Coach, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Scott Madsen of the USU Eastern Eagles. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we'll move over to talk NBA basketball. That's coming up next right here on Drive Time Sports.